Richie Havens is with us. That was Bill Russell talking about poets, and I want to add a little piece to that. You are touring with Judy Collins, Janice Ian, and Roger McGuinn. You're all writers. Mm-hmm. Many of you come out of folk music, mm-hmm. which takes me back to Bill's question about the poets. Aren't we looking at the really big poetic subjects here? Isn't that what poets are for? Don't we have
yes.
to have you?
Oh, no. Poets are like the guys who ran from town to town with their little lute and sang about what happened in the last town. You know, the troubadours, I guess you call yeah. them, you know?
For thousands of years.
That's what I think we all are today. I think there are rock and roll troubadours. There are country troubadours. There are gospel troubadours. There are, you know.
But that's not just serving you. That's serving us, isn't it?
Well, that's what it's serving me, too. You know, there's always a new song for me to hear as well. And and although I don't believe that you can really write too many more, I'm so wrong. And that's a good thing, you know, because everywhere I go, the kids that open for me have couched it in their way. And it's a new way to see it. It's a different way because they bring something else into it that I never would attach to it, you know. And it's what they're seeing. It's through their eyes that they can attach those things. So I'm learning constantly every day that there are people out there with some new tools, you know, even for me to sing, you know, to expand on what they're doing, because that's what we do. I mean, I think we take the message that changed our lives. I know that's what I did. I mean, I learned something different from Freddie Neal when I heard him sing, from Dino Valenti, from Dave Van Ronk, from Tom Paxton, from all of these people who I saw when I first went to the Village. I had no idea I would be on the stage. I mean, I left doo-wop in Brooklyn, and I was in the background. I wasn't singing the lead, so I didn't see myself on stage at all, at all. It was 2 years of hearing this music and drawing portraits on the street. That's what I did. I drew portraits, and I talked to people. I got to talk to people from all over the world, drawing their faces. And I
That's
asked
very
the questions.
Intimate.
Oh, it's incredible. That was the big class in the university, because I could talk to people from all over the world. I could ask them what they did, and then I could ask them the question I always wanted to know about what they did. So I was learning something, you know, from everybody who I ran into. And at the same time, to get my own peace of mind, I'd go hang out in the coffee house half the night, listen to everybody, and then go back and draw some pictures, you know, and that's what I did. Well, it was the songs that I had been listening to for that long that changed my point of view, my life. And when I first picked up a guitar, those are the songs that I sang. Only those songs. I'm privileged to only sing today the songs that changed my life.
Wow.
That's what I do. It has to do directly with me. You know, what did I hear there? And wow, if I heard that, somebody else could hear it, yeah. too.
And some of them are?
Song-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, God, there were so many. It was a lot of songs. Tear Down the Walls by Freddie Neal. Dino Valenti at that time was singing things like a song called 310 to Yuma. Even though it was a movie soundtrack that I only found out 4 years after singing it. I thought it was the greatest folk song I ever heard. You know, traditional folk song. Turned out to be a movie soundtrack. I learned you can get it from anywhere. It's everywhere, you know. And so, but the interpreter is who brought it to me.
Yeah.
You know, so his interpretation of a movie soundtrack was transformed into a real folk song because the words of it was like, it was a classic. It was like looking at a Shakespeare play.
Well, and it's what you did with Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, and it's such a simple song. You know, to me, it's the simplest, happiest song I know. I don't know any other songs as happy as that one, I don't think. Anyway, but it is that. There's a classic simplicity in the truth. It's just a classic simplicity. I don't care what language you speak. You get it. You know, I mean, I spent the first 4 years in Europe playing. I knew 2/3 of the audience, if not almost four-fifths didn't understand what I was talking about, but you know what?
They
laughed
in
all the right places.
They got it.
They laughed. And that showed me language is not the barrier. You know, it's not. It's emotional contact with people.
You were connected.
Yeah, and just, you know, to me, the biggest privilege was to get on stage in the village and see people this close sitting right in front of me. And being able to sing a song and be able to hear how they felt about it. You know, to be able to hear it. You know, I kind of likened it to breathing. You know, it's like I walk out on the stage, they exhale. I inhale. I sit down, I play a song, I exhale. They inhale. Then they exhale. I inhale. Then I exhale. And that's what is happening between, I think, all of us and audiences. But that's how I see it. I have had people come up to me in a cafe several times and say, you know something? It's so weird. I wrote these three songs down I wanted to hear you sing, and you sang them all in a row. I go, I didn't do that. You did it. Yeah. You did it, because I didn't know what I was going to sing when I went up on stage. I still don't. I know the first and last song because I figured out those are the most important songs. How to get on the stage and how to get off the stage is the most important. So everything in between, most of the time, is a vacillating, you know, thing. It's like, where am I today? Well, let me see. What's coming? Well, that's what it is. Because the suggestion from the exhale tells me what to do.
You've got to
and
go.
I leave it that way.
You have to go do that tonight. What a joy it has been to be with you, Richie
pleasure,
Havens.
My pleasure, for sure.
Many thanks both to Janice Ian and Richie Havens for their generous spirits in making time for this conversation before going on stage, and for two lifetimes steeped in the music that changed the world. We also thank Judy Collins for taking wonderful music on the road and for hooking us up with her talented friends. Our thanks also to the Wildflower Festival staff. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.